Greetings and welcome to you all. It is Portia and the guides. And our topic this week is telling the truth sets you free. So often we observe how human beings are not forthcoming, first with themselves and then with others, in terms of telling the truth. The truth is intended to be manifested on the earth plane, not layers of sophisticated manipulation and half-truths, but the beautiful and pure truth of life, of God expressed, of the universe coming to bless the earth realm. As you each were trained, as you were growing up, to be nice, or unless it's something that's good to say, don't say it at all, this is limited thinking. It came from earlier times and was part of the cultural norm of raising good children. But we ask you to shed this, because as you listened to the idea that you cannot speak what is the truth in your heart, you shut down to yourself as well. This is where we wish to start today with this message. Be true to yourself. Have the courage to hear the truth within you. It takes courage, dear ones, because often the reason you don't want to hear the truth is that it may be painful, or you feel too difficult to deal with, or you are not up to the challenge, or it may hurt others. There are so many reasons that you have been conditioned not to know the truth, to listen to the truth within you. That is the most important part of this message this week. First, to tell the truth to yourself, to listen to the truth, and be still with the truth. As you express the truth out to others, it comes from a place of unconditional love in your heart. It is not intended to be mean or cruel or vengeful or difficult for the other. It is simply stating the clear truth. And what is the truth is that all of life already knows the truth, whether it is spoken or unspoken. So when you speak the truth, even as it may ruffle feathers, there is a clearing of energy, there is a speed that occurs, there is the vibration and frequency that is lifted, because, aha, the truth has come forward, it has been spoken. It takes courage, we know, to first hear the truth within and be with it, and then, if needed, to express the truth. If you feel that your truth may be harmful to someone in any way, you may wish to begin the sentence by saying, I love you, and I want to express the truth that I am seeing here. Or if it is in a business situation, I respect and honor you. And it's important for me to tell you the truth of something that I am seeing or something that I would like to do. What this does is it begins the communication and the exchange from a standpoint of love and honor. We also will add here that you may perceive that another will have particular reactions or response to your truth-telling, and this may not be true in any way. So we ask you also in this exercise to let go of any pictures or outcomes that you see in your mind's eye that will occur because you tell the truth. This is also one of the reasons why human beings do not tell the truth, because their minds, and this is the ego mind, says this is what will happen and this picture is devastating, so oh no, do not tell the truth. It is better to keep it hidden, to stuff it down. You all know what that does energetically. It turns down your pilot light, and it also does not tap the opportunity to clear the air, to improve the atmosphere and the environment on the earth plane. It is quite a big deal as we are describing this to you, and yet we ask you simply to stay simple and tell the truth to yourself first, and then explore telling the truth to others with kindness and compassion and love, always letting go of the projections that your mind puts on the exchange of the outcome. God is in charge of life and every outcome. God is truth. Truth is wanting to manifest on the earth plane. You are a part of this, dear ones. Do your good work, and we ask you to be present with the truth this coming week and every week going forward. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.